Yes, sir.
Hey, Lucas, how's it going? This is Sahak with Local Splash, calling you back about the Google listing.
Hey, Sahak, how are you, man? Yeah, I was getting ready to call you. I was going to call you in a couple hours, but question for you real quick. Still don't have the local license for the business. I have the corporation, but I don't have the local license. I don't think that's a problem, right?
No, that shouldn't be a problem, no.
Well, but how about, because you need an address, right? For Google, they need an address, right?
Right, but we won't list your address online. It's just what they do is they send a postcard in the mail, and you would just send that back. Even if you can get it forwarded somewhere, as long as you can send it back physically, that's what verifies the address.
But is it going to come to me?
Yeah, it'll come to whatever address I list. It'll come to you, right.
Okay.
And we won't list the address online, right? If it's a home address or something, we won't list the actual number.
It's my home address. Maybe just put the city for now until I get a commercial place, you know?
Right, yeah.
I don't mind listing it either because I don't...
Okay.
Like the other business got my address.
Right, and it's only going to help, you know, like with the verification. So we don't have to list the number if you don't want. Either way... I would just need it just for the verification to send you the postcard, right, for you to send back. What is the address, by the way?
4227.
Okay.
Galilee Drive Northeast. Kennesaw, Georgia.
Galilee?
Yeah, Galilee is like the Galilee, the Jewish Galilee. It's like Galilee. Drive Northeast.
There it is, Kennesaw 30144.
Yes, sir.
All right, there it is, yep. And then, now for the clients to call you, is this a good number for when they find you online, the 98?
Yeah, I have the Aquazone number, too. I have this number. I have two numbers.
Okay, what's the other number? We can't list both. Which one would be better?
List the other one because I want to build that number up.
The other one, not 9896. There's a different one?
It's a different one. Let me get it to you right now. Hold on.
Yeah, okay, good.
Hold on.
Worries. What was that?
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to ask while you were looking. What's your email?
The email is like. You can do info@aquazonepoolsandspas.com.
What was it one more time?
Aquazonepoolsandspas.com. Pools and spas.
Poolsandspas.com.
And then I have another one that's aquazonepoolsandspas@gmail.com.
Which one would you prefer to get like our emails from? Your personal one or this the info?
What do you think is bad? It doesn't matter, right?
Probably the business email, right? Because it has to do with business. You have access to both, right?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so yeah, we'll just use this one for now. And if you want to change it later, we can too. That's not a problem either. Okay, and then it's Lucas Rivero, right? That's how you would spell it? LucasRiver.
Yeah.
Okay. So let me just save the email. Now, what about your Google business profile? Like, how would it would appear to your clients, right, when they find you online? What about hours of operation? Is that going to be like 9 to 5 or 8 to 6?
Yeah,
or?
9 to 5. Do like I have it in Angie.
Oh, just
do
hold
like
the same.
I have it on Angie's list. Did you check me on Angie's list?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. So just everything the same.
Yeah, you can do that.
Okay. So even the areas, the keyword, you can have up to 12 different areas or 4 different counties that we can target for you. What would be better for you?
I want Cobb.
Cobb County, Cherokee County. Cobb, Cherokee. Let me write these down here. Just need to. Cobb, Cherokee County. Okay.
Cobb, Cherokee County. Paulding County.
Oh, right. I think I have them written down from when we spoke before. Paulding, Cherokee, Bartow, right?
Yeah.
I knew I saved those. I was like, somebody wanted to be in these counties on Google, and then I kept them in my notes because I remember us talking. Okay, so I'm just listing them now. So Cherokee, Cobb County, Bartow, and Paulding. That's Paulding, right, county?
Yeah. Hold on. Let me ask you. Let me see something here. Because I like Gilmer, too, but I don't know if – can you do Gilmer?
We could do four. We can do up to four. So what do we have now? One, two – we have four already. So it's up to you which ones are going to be better, like your top four.
Well, I'm kind of – I don't know if it's Gilmer is better than – Paulding.
We can try start off with Gilmer and then change it to Paulding if, or vice versa. We could start with Gilmer though if you want.
Hold on, let me see about Ground Georgia.
Take a look what's in there and see if which one's better. Right, yeah, and let me know. And then you guys, you said you're insured but just not licensed, right? That's what you were saying?
I'm both. I mean, I don't have the local license, but I have my,
Oh, okay, but you are, okay, got you. I misunderstood. Okay. And then you don't have a verification on Google, right? Like the Google My Business, you haven't done that yet?
No, I haven't done it yet.
Okay, that's one of the first things we do. So I just want to make sure. We'll take care of that. Okay, and then what about the service? Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, Battleground is Cherokee County.
So you want Gilmer or what was the other one? Paulding.
Hold on a second here. Let me see something. Yeah, those are good, the four I gave you. Let's start with those. Because there's some, like,
Paulding.
Fulton County. I like Fulton County, but let's start what I gave you and see. Maybe later we change it.
Yeah, and then you can change it out. Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, because for now, that's good. And then if anything changes, you know, we see something that's working better or, you know, worse, we can switch them out.
Yeah.
Okay, and then for the keywords, now I know we can use the ones on Angie's, but you can have up to 15 in total. Are there any others that you'd like to list?
Keywords like pool sales, installation, design, you know, pool design, swimming pool design, concrete pools, you know, a lot of stuff related to pool.
I'll even have the technician, he can let you know of keywords that have high search volumes for like pool service, right, for installing pools and stuff. That way you can get more searches that way too, if you like.
Yeah, yeah, that's good.
Okay. So I'll write that down. And then, okay, they got the name and then the phone number's correct too. Okay, just.
You got my phone number from Angie?
So the, we get a, our leads forwarded to us from our inventory department. So it could have been any of your online listings. Let me see what you got. We got Angie's, is that you, the website, the aquazonepools.com? AU, or is that someone else?
AquaZone Pools is someone else. Mine is AquaZonePoolsAndSpas.com.
AquaZonePoolsAndSpas.com.
Yeah, there's one in Tennessee.
And
spas. Yeah, mine.
And we're going to use your website?
Yeah.
Okay. AquaZone
Pools. Pretty good.
Pool.
You said you liked it.
Yeah, I think it's good. It's legit. I think it's good. So that's why I wanted to ask, because we do build websites, but yours is already really nice. So I don't think, you know, the pictures are clean. Information is clear and concise. The only main difference would just be ours have more bells and whistles. Like you can have scheduling and billing for clients or your own pictures, testimonies. We can send review requests to your clients from like text message and stuff. So if you want it, but yeah, you already have a really nice site. So we could just stick with that.
Yeah, I like the review request thing, you know.
That is really cool, yeah, because a lot of people, you know, it's about convenience, right? So if you make it convenient for the client, they're always going to do it.
Yeah, my business is not on Google yet, man.
Right, yeah, no, and that's what this is going to do, right? So we got that taken care of. Now, would you like us to include the site? It's included in the pricing I already gave you. There's no additional cost.
Well, I paid $1,000 for that site. Can you work
let's go with that.
And make it better?
We can't edit it. We can only run all your traffic to your website, right? So I think if you already paid that, let's just work with that for now, and then possibly in the future, if you want to upgrade to our site, we can do that later. But for now, since you paid the $1,000, let's work with what you got, right?
Yeah, man.
For sure. Yeah, no, 100%. So let me just confirm we got a... Sorry, what was that?
I want to get as much traffic as I can. I mean, if your site is better.
That's true. It'll catch the eye, right? That much better, right?
Yeah.
So if you want, maybe we'll build the site. So that way you have both. You can check it out. You can be like, hey, okay, let's run with ours. And then we can work on maybe using your domain, the same domain instead of, right? Because you own that domain, right?
Yeah, I own that domain.
Okay. So yeah, we could do that then. We can't edit the site, but we can build you a brand new one. Like all the bells and whistles, you know, like super legit.
Yeah, hey, you see the number there? That's the number I want to put, the one that you saw on AquaZone, right at the main page there.
On the website?
Yeah. The 918-9896.
That's the number. Okay, let me take it from the website. 404-918-9896.
Yeah.
That's the one you want clients calling.
Yes.
But for us to contact you and send text messages and whatnot, this number is better, right?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure because it's better for like the technician
Either one is fine. I mean, but yeah, this one is fine. But you can use the other one. They're both.
So either one is okay though. Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're on my same device.
Oh, okay, yeah, no problem then. Hey, I've been meaning to ask you, I've been talking to a lot of people on the East Coast lately. They said it's been getting really hot, especially like Georgia. I know it's humid there, right? Has it been getting crazy hot?
It's hot, but we had a few worse days last week. But this week is hot, but not as crazy as last week. But if you go out there right now, man, it's in the high 90s. It's crazy.
Oof. Yeah, you feel that.
It's like you're freaking in a steam, you know, it's like crazy.
Yeah, like in a sauna, right, yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm from Washington State, man. It's cold there, so I'm not used to the heat. California is enough for me. I'm you get used to it, though. You acclimate to the weather.
Yeah.
Even the 100 degrees, I'm sure, right? Eventually you get somewhat used to it, right? A little bit better.
Yeah,
so let's see. I think...
Like construction, man. You hot. You out there working.
Oh, right. And you're working.
I'm unbearable.
Even more so.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, crazy. So let's see. I think that's good for that part. Next would just be the billing. So the address is the same for the billing then, the Galilee Drive?
Yeah.
What was the number on Galilee Drive for the address?
4227.
Okay, let me just make sure. So that's Kennesaw, Georgia, 3144.
30144.
Right, sorry, I keep saying that incorrectly. 30144. Okay, and then...
You said 3144, but it's kind of sounds like you're saying 31.
Right, because I'm saying 31 instead of... Exactly. That's why I was like, I keep saying that incorrectly because it sounds like I'm saying a different sequence of numbers. Okay, so 4227, and that's 30144. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see here. And then that's it's a Visa or a MasterCard?
It's going to be a MasterCard.
Okay. Let's see here, MasterCard. And then go ahead with the number whenever you're ready.
Okay. Hey, let me write it down before again. What is our plan
Yeah, everything that's included? Yeah, sure. I'll go over it one more time real quick. So, of course, you're on the first page of Google anytime they search, right? So anytime they search any of those services, you're going to pop up on that map section on the first page there. Then you're also on Bing, the Microsoft search engine for first page, right, when they search as well. Mm-hmm. So the most popular search engines, both. Then also all the most popular directories, up to 67 in total, I believe. But just to tell you a couple of them, right, just so you can jot them down. Like Bing, like I said, Yahoo, Apple, Alexa, even like voice activated searches, right? Yellow pages, white pages, you know, pretty much everyone you can think of. And those calls will go straight to you, right? There's no middleman touching any of the leads because this is more of an organic listing, right? They're finding you on the first page and calling you directly. So there's some exclusivity to it. You can cherry pick the business you want, right, without worrying about paying for every lead that comes in. And at the same time, you're getting like a real living, breathing human on the other end doing the search. So there's actually more probability it turns into a job, right? So, and that's what we want it to do. Then you also have your sponsored Facebook ads, right, as well. Then, and they run all this for you, right? So you can just answer the calls and they do everything on the technical side. Then you have your tracking system, right, with an app on your phone. You can actually see everything real time. So how your ads are performing, the areas are being searched in, the keywords that are working best or worst, or, you know, so we can optimize everything. And then also you have a tech team who's at your disposal Monday through Friday if you want to run a new promotion, you know, change content or your keywords, anything at all. And, of course, the website.
Okay.
So that's all included in that.
Okay. So you'll give me that app to download and everything?
Yeah. On the onboarding with the technician, they're going to hook you up with all that. Exactly.
Okay. Bing and Google first page. On about 67 directories on the internet, tracking system on my phone with an app. What else you said?
So all the directories, 67 total directories, and all like Facebook ads, first page of Google, and Bing, the Microsoft search engine. Then you have your tracking system. The tech team who's there Monday through Friday, if you want to, you know, they're always at your call, and the website.
Mm-hmm.
And that all is included in that. That's the same month to month, whether you got 50 calls or 50,000 calls or, you know, a $1,000 job. It makes no difference in the pricing. It's just that same flat fee every month that I quoted you before.
Yeah, give me that again. Let me write it again here on this
page. Oh, yeah, sure. Of course. So the initial payment is the $398, right? Because that includes the website. And then every month after is the $299 because it's just the initial payment that includes the onboarding, programming, and the website. So essentially $300 a month.
Okay, payment. You said the initial payment is
$398. No, it's okay. $398, and then every payment after is $299. So the recurring payment every month is $299. Just the first initial payment is $398 because of the onboarding and the website.
Okay. Gotcha.
So essentially, you're budgeting $300 a month after this. That's what's coming out. And of course, I mean, we get you a couple jobs. One job, you know, that's going to offset the price of this, no problem.
Yeah. Okay, and we're doing that site, right? And then we'll see how you
and
you're having to build me a site. You have it.
Yeah.
Build me a site, and then we'll see which one is, well, if we go with mine.
Yeah, and then we'll. Exactly.
I feel like your site might be a little better Google friendlier than mine. You know, that's what I feel.
Exactly, and that's I should have said that. Yeah, it's exactly that's a good way of putting it. It's more Google friendly. And it's mobile friendly, so they can put it up on any device, even mobile devices like phones or pads, right? Like iPads, things like that.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I'm sending you a text right now as a sample website, so you can take a quick look. I think it's landscaping or pressure washing, but you get the idea. I mean, obviously, it's going to be your information, your pictures and stuff. But yeah, that should be in your text inbox. As a quick. Right, something to see, right?
Okay.
And of course, we'll customize it.
Hey, Zar. So, what if I want to update the site, like add new photos, new projects? So, your tech guys will do that, or they'll give me a way
at any time. So, with some of the sites, we have something called a My Site, and they actually you can do it yourself sometimes too. Yeah. So, I'll make a note that you'd like to be able to do that.
I don't.
Oh, you
as
don't want
they
to.
Do.
No. Oh, yeah, they'll do everything for you. Yeah, if you want them to, they'll do literally everything on the technical side. You don't have to.
So what is Splash? So you guys are a big team. So talk to me a little more about the company.
Local
so
Splash. They've been in business.
Go
ahead. Oh, okay. So they've been in business about 18 years. Going on about 11,000 clients currently in the U.S. We've been a partner of Google since 2004. And after a few, years, they actually started training with Google techs. So that's why we've been in business so long because, you know, the technicians have been working on the secret sauce, so to speak, for quite some time. So the company itself is very old. I mean, it's almost 19 years now they've been in business.
Splash what?
Local, as in the area, and Splash, local Splash. Matter of fact, I'll send you a text right now. It has a link to our website, and you can actually see our partnership with Google and everything I was just saying. So you should have got another text just now.
Okay.
So let me know if you got that.
So this is like a marketing company?
Exactly. It's a full-service marketing company, right? We can do anything under the sun. So we can even do Google Ads, Google Guaranteed. I mean, you name it. That's why the package you're getting is, you know, it's all types of marketing, not just the Google.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we're a premier channel partner. What they call that is just someone who would offer the services that Google doesn't normally offer to the public, like small to medium-sized businesses.
Gotcha.
And you got the text? Okay. You were able to see that?
Yeah, let me open here. I was writing down the notes.
Yeah, the first one is the website. The second one is our website, the one I was just talking about.
No, I haven't got it. Which one you texted to? I didn't get your text, no.
9896 is where I sent it?
Yeah, it didn't come yet. It's weird. Let me open it. Yeah, it's not here. Yeah. Check the number.
Yeah, let me double check. I'm going to give you the whole number right now. So it's 404-918-9896.
Yeah, that's the one.
Okay, no worries. If that didn't work, I'm going to send you an email too, because, you know, it's pretty much the same info. And it'll have a link to our website there too, so one second.
Send to that 8680 phone number. I want to make sure I'm getting text from that Apple zone number, you know?
Right, yeah, okay, I'll send it one sec. So you mean the other number you gave me, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let me try that. Send you the email, though. That should be there. So let me double check. Okay, so the number, the 404-918-9896. What was the other one that you wanted to use?
404-569-8680.
8680. Okay, let me change it back to that. 569.
Yeah, it didn't come. That's weird.
Yeah, that is weird, right? Let's see, 569-8680. Now let me save. Because I saved it as your cell phone, so the any text message I send should go to that number. So I'm going to try that number now. I'm going to send the same text. So first the website. That should be coming through now. Now I'm going to send the other one. Should get another one shortly in just a sec too.
Yeah,
let me know if that goes.
It.
Oh, interesting. So it was the other number. Okay.
Yeah, you sent to the AquaZone, right?
The one I said, the 918-9896. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one you've been texting me on, right? Yeah.
The first time? Yeah, that was the one I was, now I switched it to the 8680 and it went through. Cause you got that one, right?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. So the first one is just like a mock website, right? So you get an idea. And then the second one that I sent, that our pricing page, that'll have all the information about the company. You'll see our partnership with Google there towards the middle. And then the pricing down there at the end. The one I quoted you is the Platinum package. The one that would usually be $898, we got it down to $398 for you. Remember with the credit?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you are looking at it? You got inside of the website?
Yeah, I'm looking at the landscaping site right now.
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah.
So that's just an idea, right? Of course, it's going to be your info and, you know, pictures, but, you know, just a quick peek.
Yeah, it looks good.
Right, it looks legit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and like you said, it's more Google-friendly and mobile-friendly, so that's always good, because people are always going to be on their mobile devices, right? That's when they search the most.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll plaster it up there.
You have
the most beautiful billboard, right? But if no one sees it, if it's in the middle of the desert, you know, it doesn't do you any good, right?
No, yeah, you're right. Gotta be visible.
Exactly. Especially these days, right? That's the optics
marketing,
are important.
Marketing's the key, man. You gotta do marketing. People need to know you out there, you know?
Right? And then the more people know, the more they see your reviews, you know, the hundreds, thousands of people are seeing this, so... You know, and then it's just a wave effect after that. Once they start to find you more often, right?
Yeah.
That's what we do.
Okay.
All right. And you
man,
got to
yeah,
see the other?
A...
Oh, okay. Yeah,
yeah,
good to go?
Yeah, I was there. I was looking at here.
Okay. Perfect.
This little site here keeps, hold on a second. Little site keeps stealing my, there you go. Yeah.
It keeps giving you trouble.
All right. Yeah, this site, some sites are annoying, man. They kind of steal you, you know what I mean?
Right,
what kind of
they hook you,
they have,
right?
But...
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I see it here.
Yeah, you got
yep.
it. You're looking at our website now.
Yeah, I look at Get Your Funds Online, Get Your Phone.
Yeah, and I'll scroll down. You'll see the years we've been in business, right? everything that's included. Yeah. Then go towards the middle, you'll see Google's logo there. And if you click on their logo, that actually takes you to Google's website. You'll see in the web address, it'll say google.com/partners.
You mean Google Partner, the little logo in the middle here, Google Partner?
Exactly. If you click on that, that takes you to Google's website. So you can't, you know, fake that. That's Google, you know, that's our accreditation, our spending with them, our, you know, our partnership. So it's legit.
Yeah.
And then on the original page that took you there, on the bottom was the pricing. But, I mean, we went already over that. So, but yeah, I just wanted you to see that because the partnership, that's a big thing, you know. That's one of the reasons why we've had the success we've had.
Well, what's that $1,198?
That's the, okay, so that's another package. Now, we do offer other services like Google Ads and Google Guaranteed. Have you ever heard of Google Guaranteed?
No.
Okay, so it's like a pay-per-lead.
Let's not talk about that now.
Yeah, let's not. I was going to say, yeah, let's not get into that now. Yeah. Right? Don't overcomplicate things. Keep it simple.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, man, I'm good to go.
Good to go? Okay,
so,
perfect.
So, Zar, man, I'm sorry I'm calling you Zar, but I don't remember your name.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say, but it's Sahak. S-A-H-A-K, or you can even just call me Hawk, like H-A-W-K, that's fine too.
Hawk,
yeah.
It's
a little easier to pronounce.
Yeah, Hawk, it's like the bird, right? The bird.
Right, like the bird, exactly. Hawk or Hawkman, whatever you want to call me.
Yeah, Hawk. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my first name, I'm Brazilian from birth, and my first name is so easy in Brazil, but here, nobody can say it right. It's only like four letters, but nobody can say it right.
Lucas, they can't say correctly, you're saying?
No, the first one, J-O-A-O, is my, I go by Lucas because it's easy, but my first name is actually J-O-A-O, João.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Okay, good thing you said that. Oh, I see. So how do you say, pronounce it for me one more time so I can say it correctly. Is it João, you said?
João. Yeah.
I like that. Did I say it right? João?
Yeah, you're close, but it's like
not
John
the best,
in Portuguese.
Not, of course.
It's like,
oh, it's like John. Oh, so it's a common name like John, but in Portuguese.
Exactly.
Okay. So it's like Juan, but like João.
Exactly, yeah. But I go
by
Lucas.
Oh, okay, cool.
Easier, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So I can make a note that you can be listed online as Lucas if you want. Well, or I can just whatever. Yeah, you prefer that, right?
Yeah, I think it's easier for people.
Yeah. You gotta have like your FaceTime name, right, with everybody that you interface with and all that.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, so we got the address. Right, the address is the same, the 4227, right, Galilee. And that's 30144. And you said it was a MasterCard?
Yeah, it was a MasterCard.
Okay. And then, so good to go. Just go ahead with the card number whenever you're ready.
It's a 5474.
Okay.
1513.
Okay.
1112.
Okay.
9859.
Okay, so just to confirm, 5474, 1513, 1112, 9859.
Yeah, that is correct.
Okay, and the expiration?
Expiration is 0127.
127, and then the number on the back?
That number is 849.
Okay, got it. And now we're also going to set up a security question for you. That way you know it's us when we're calling. Call us when we're secure. There's three options. Mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
Yeah, let's go with my mother's maiden name.
Okay, and the name?
Lima.
L-I-M-A?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. So now I'm just going to set up your account here. You'll see it process, of course, you'll see it on your online banking first, but once I process this, you're actually going to get an invoice with everything in black and white to your text and your email. So you'll have something for your records too, okay, as well as the notes that you already took.
Okay.
You'll have plenty of paperwork.
Hey, Hawk, when will I see my site there already? Like, I know you're taking payment right now. When will I see my site?
Okay, so our average is 2 weeks for everything besides your Google Business profile. So all your ads, Facebook, website, that's up in 2 weeks. The average for all of it to be set up with the Google Business profile and everything is 30 to 45 days. Now, I have seen it done faster, but I typically go with the average because then if it's even faster than that, we're all the more happy, right?
Mm.
Typically, most other companies, you're looking at about 4 to 6 months. With us, it's a little bit faster because we've been in business so long. We work directly with Google. So it's about 30 to 45 days. And like I said, I have seen it done faster, especially if you're involved in the campaign more. Like, you know, if you make sure to get the verification done quick and everything, the text can do it quicker than that as well.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So within 2 weeks, you got pretty much everything running, and then we're just still working on the verification. Now, if you are, you know, involved in the process, good with the verification, it can be quicker than that, too. But everything else, yeah, 2 weeks.
And they will be start building my website when?
So when can you speak with the technician? Can you speak with them later today, or is tomorrow morning better?
I can speak now. I gave you the credit card number, man. I'm ready now.
Okay, so yeah, I'll get you at the. Yeah, yeah. Okay, let's make it happen. So, let's see. 12:11. So I can get you at the top of the next hour, then, like just ASAP, right?
Yeah.
Okay. That's funny. You're like, you took my card, so let's get it moving as fast as possible, right? I like that. I've never heard someone say that. That's funny. Okay, so yeah, I'm just setting you up now, and then they'll speak with you. I'll set up the time right now. I'll just put it at the next available slot. That way they'll call you ASAP. I'm just setting up your account. It just takes a quick sec. It's just loading here, and then we'll go over the invoice real quick. You'll get that in your email and your text, and then we just have one other quick step, and then you're on your way. So let me just here we go. Okay, yep, just loading up now. Okay. There it is, okay. And now you're going to see it come through on your online banking first, of course. And then you're going to get the text and email shortly after. And like I said, that is everything you're going to need, you know, listed there. And then I'm also going to send you a text with my contact info. That way you have my contact and the technician, so you can speak with either of us.
Okay, so the tech will call me, or I will call him, Hawk?
Yeah, he's going to call you. Yeah, I'll have him call to this number we're talking on now. Is that okay? Or is the other one better?
Yeah, he can call me on either one.
Either one's fine? Okay. So it's just processing now. You're going to see it come through.
The good thing about the other one is that I will answer his acquisition if he calls, you know. So having called me on the other one.
With the 8680?
No, not the 8680, the other one. Yeah.
The other one. Okay.
I think it's the one
that should. Yeah, I have both. I wrote the other one down just in case, but. So what I have it listed as, just so you know, as your cell phone, it's going to be the 8680, because that's the one that works for text messages. So that's why I listed it there. But as the contact phone, like for clients to call, you also want that to be the 8680, right?
No, the other one.
Okay. So for clients, it's 9896. And then for us calling, the 8680 is okay.
Yeah, but that's what's tricking. You should be able to send message on both. That's why I don't.
Yeah, that's why I just don't want it to not go through. Did it ever go through? Did you ever see it come through? Maybe it's delayed or something?
No, the one you,
the one I initially sent to the 9896. You never saw that come through?
No, actually.
No?
Actually, you're sending, I think you've been sending to the one. I think you've been sending to
I did send it to the other one after. I sent it to the 8680 the second time because you weren't receiving it on the 9896. So I did send it to both.
No, I got it here. I got it here on the AquaZone one. Send me a text on the AquaZone on the other one now. Not the 86 on the other one.
Oh,
yeah,
the other one.
Let me see if I get it. Yeah.
Okay, let me send it.
That's confusing because I have both on the same device.
Oh, weird. That is super weird then. Okay, I just changed it, so I'm going to send another text. One second here. Okay. I just sent the same text to both of your numbers. I sent it to the 8680 and the 9896, the same text. So let me know if you see it on both.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, you send it to
which one did it?
Yeah.
Did it go through on both?
Yeah.
Okay, so it is working.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's working.
So did you see the one that says, thank you for choosing local slash, the copy of your invoice was sent to the email we have on file. Do you see that text?
Yeah, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent you a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. Please check here. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
click
it.
On the link there. Okay, perfect. Click on the link there. That'll take you inside the invoice so you can take a quick look. So let me know if you got any questions or whatnot, but at the bottom there's a spot that has a box you click. It says, I'm the authorized user. And then right below that is where you would type your name, right? And then once you hit confirm signature after you've done both of those, that's going to take you to our website and ask for your username and login. Now, you're going to get that within 7 days of when you speak with the tech. So within 7 days of today, when you speak with him, you'll get that. As well, as long, you know, along with your other profiles too, but just so you know.
It doesn't oh, you got my name wrong, Sahik.
Oh, really?
Yeah, man, you got my name missed.
Oh,
out.
No, it put the Lucas there. I don't know what, I changed it and it didn't, weird. Okay.
Yeah, you got the Rivero too. Is he Beto?
Okay, give me the spelling.
R-I. You don't receive text?
Oh, I thought it was R-I-V-E-R-O, right?
No.
It's B.
It's R-I-V as in boy, E-I-R-O.
E-I-R-O. Okay, that's why.
Yeah, I'm a Brazilian, man. My name is a little more complicated than the
I'm starting to see that. Okay. So no worries. So what I'll do is the technician can actually, because I'm going to have to change it. Sometimes it doesn't change right away like it doesn't, you know, to their name. So I'm going to have the technician do that at the top of the hour when you speak with him. So he'll send you that. So we can just go to the last step. It's to go over the verification, you know, the voice verification of the invoice and the service agreement with Local Splash. So if you have any, you know, questions or need me to clarify anything, you know, just let me know. It's very straightforward, but just in case. So I'm going to start now. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and as an added form of protection for you. Now, first, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
AquaZone Pools and Spas.
Okay, now please state your name and title within the business.
I'm the owner.
Okay, and your name and the position?
My name is Lucas Ribeiro, and I am
owner and operator. Okay. Now, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And you're an authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Great. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. That also has to do with the verification, you know, the onboarding process, the website and everything. So, of course, it's important to be involved, right? Now, as a result of increased visibility online as well, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. That's why we set up that security question for you. That way you know it's us when we're calling. Calls are more secure, you know, and, of course, you know, you can disregard those other calls. Now, do you agree to be responsive to the phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, great. They're not going to overload with you with calls or emails, just, you know, when they do need you. Now, also, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you also agree to disclose or just let us know of any additional online marketing that you might do with, say, another company during the term of your agreement with us?
Well, you know I'm with Angie's List.
I did list your Angie's listing. More in the future, if you do anything else with another, you know, firm or another company, just let the technician know in case there's something that might interfere with what they're doing or vice versa, right? So no worries, though. Yeah. If you're not going to, it should be okay. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup was charged today in the non-refundable amount of $398 for the date. That's August 24th, okay? Now, when the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 24th, or just 30 days from today, in the amount of $299. That's the recurring payment. Now, you may just continue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877 number that I'll give to you here at the end of the call to speak with a live representative to prevent charges for your next month of service. Just contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. No problem at all. Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah, I understand.
Okay, so you're good to go. Let's see here. I'm just going to send you over the emails, okay? One is going to have the process for verification through Google, and the other is going to be your time with the technician. So let's set that up because I know you want to do that ASAP, right?
Yeah, I have. The only thing is, man, you got my number very wrong here, the last name. You couldn't change that because I'm going to sign this. You got Ribeiro. It's very different than Ribeiro.
Oh, no. Actually, yeah, like I said, I'm going to have the technician send you another one when you speak with him during the onboarding. He's going to send you the one with the edited name and everything so you sign the correct one.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's better to do it with the correct name, you know?
Yeah, I don't know why you got this way, brother.
Yeah, so that was my mistake because I had it as Lucas, right, because I didn't realize your name was. And then when we initially talked, I think I because you said Ribeiro, or it sounded like you said that, so that was my mistake. So just confirm the spelling of the name so I can make sure that the text sends it with the correct spelling.
Yeah, I sent a text to this number, the 6225. You should have it there if you get text on it. I don't know. Do you get text on that number?
Oh, you sent one back? Okay, yeah, let me check. Let me see. There it is. Yep. You put Lucas, though.
Right. That's why I want to – remember I told you nobody can say João?
Right. No, I understand. I just do have to make it the same as on your the billing, right? But I made a note for the technician that we put Lucas online, like how would it appear to your clients. This is just for the billing information because it does have to match. That's all. But you will be known as Lucas online, of course. I made the note for the technician already.
Okay.
Yeah, I made sure to note that because I know that was important to you. And then the spelling of the last name, let me just confirm. It's R-I-B-I-E-R-O?
Yeah. No.
Ribeiro. Okay.
No, it's R-I-B-E-R-O. Did you see the text where I said Lucas?
Right. Yeah. R-I-B-E-I-R-O.
Exactly. Yeah, you got it now.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah, I was just looking at the text. I wanted to confirm. Okay, and then let's see here. Got the billing address, 427. Okay, and then now you're about to get the email for the time with the technician, so let me just send that over. Let me just check the earliest we can do it, right? Okay, you guys are on Eastern, so let's see.
How do you spell your last name? Bedrosian? Bedrosian?
Yeah, Bedrosian. Yeah, Bedrosian. Yeah, exactly. It's Armenian. It's a super old Armenian name. My dad was really into his Armenian side, so he just went like all in on the Armenian name.
Yeah, no, I like Bedrosian. It's like a strong name, right?
Right. Yeah, actually it means Rock of Peter, like Bedrock or Rock of Peter.
Yeah.
Yeah, super strong name.
Yeah, Bedrosian. Yeah, I could tell.
Yeah, it's a really good name. I like it. It's cool. It's very unique. Like, you'll probably never hear it again. You know what I mean?
Who's that dude with the cowboy hat? Is that you?
The cowboy
hat?
No. That's somebody from one of the companies that we work with, I believe. You're looking at the video there on the email? Or which part are you looking at?
I'm looking at the profile picture on Sahak Bedrosian. It's not a cowboy hat. It's just a leather hat.
Oh, you might be looking at a different person because my picture should just be me, like, with just my hair. There's no hat. So you might be looking at a different person.
Well, Local Splash.
Try Sahak. On our website, you mean?
No, on the email you sent me, your email.
Oh, yeah, the picture there, that's not me. No, the picture that if it's a cowboy hat, that's not me. No.
No, it's not a cowboy. It's just a leather hat.
Oh, interesting. No, I don't wear hats. I don't think that would be me. Unless I'm mistaken, maybe they took like a candid picture of me or something.
Yes.
Let's see, 11, right, where I wasn't looking or something? Like, oh, thanks. Put it online. Yeah, that's for everybody to see it. Okay, so let's see, 11, 12, 1, 12, so 3. All right, so we can't do it at 12. So the next would be 1, 2, 3, 4 would be the earliest they could call.
Or my time or your time?
For your time.
For Eastern? Yeah, that's fine.
That's okay?
Yeah, that's cool.
All right. Let me just send that now. Local Splash, CA. Okay, and then let me just add your... Got it. Just adding it now, one sec. Also have to add the technician. Okay, so you're going to get an email. It's going to be like a Google Calendar invite. And you just have to hit yes on the RSVP, and that confirms the time. The technician will do the same, and then you're locked in for that time. So you should get that to your email now.
Okay.
And all those other emails could be there.
Hey, so I got one that say, hey, Lucas, action needed. Pictures needed for Google verification. Is that correct?
Yeah, so that one, so because Google wants to verify that you have a business, right? So they just ask for, like, pictures of, like, tools or, like, your workspace, a van, whatever it is, just for the verification process. So that's what that is. So that's just what you would need, or at least as much as you can get by the time you speak with the technician. And then, of course, it's a process, right? Just get it to him as soon as you can over time. That way he can get a jump start on the verification process.
Okay.
Okay. So I sent you the email. So you should have – oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, invitation to
Splash. Yep, that's the one. Mm-hmm, that's the time. So just hit yes, where it says RSVP, right?
Yes.
And then once you do that, that confirms the time. The technician will do the same thing, and then you're set up for that time.
Yeah, see, here you got João Ribeiro.
Yeah, I finally changed it. So everything is the same. It's good now. So everything that he's going to send you, right, because he's going to resend this stuff during the onboarding with the verification process and everything. He's going to send it to you, like the invoice and everything, with the correct spelling and everything. I already made a note for him. It's just sometimes when I resend it, it doesn't populate right away. Like, it won't make the change. It takes time. So it's better just to have the tech do it when I know for sure it'll be the correct name. That way you can do it real quick during the onboarding instead.
What is this client interview at Relevanteds?
Relevant Ads is our original name, right? Like, as a business, right, for the LLC, they put it as Relevant Ads or Local Splash. So that's just the information from our company. Relevant Ads is Local Splash.
Okay.
So all those emails, if it says Relevant Ads, that's the same thing. It's Local Splash. So you should have your Google verification email, the one you already saw, your initial invoice, right, which he'll resend to you. And then also you have, like, Welcome to Local Splash. I think you have also that email. And then I'm going to send you a text right now. I know we've been texting a lot, but I'll just send one with my contact info. That way, because I'm still the lead on the account. So if you need me for anything, you can just, hit me up through text, or
okay,
you can call me today too.
Sounds good.
Okay, so I'm going to send that now. You'll get that after we get off the call. But other than that, you're all set up. So they'll call you between 4 and 4:30 to get you started with everything. And I already made the notes about the name and everything. So he'll be able to go over all that with you during the onboarding process, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, so you're good to go. You'll get my text after the call so you can contact me too, all right? You have a good one.
Okay. All right, thanks.
Yep. Okay, bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.